right, we are still here in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and I've come across more Y Cup folks. How's it going?
It's been going great, mate.
Good.
Very good. Very interesting. Exciting.
Your names and where you're from, by the way.
I'm Tanya Brown, and I'm from Jamaica.
Okay.
I'm Dorwin Manzano, and I am from the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago.
You guys come from a gorgeous... I mean, we're in a gorgeous country, and you guys are in a gorgeous part of the world.
Yes. Excellent. Oh, yeah. We brought some sunshine for you.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Normally rain, but we brought some good weather.
Thank you. All right, let's talk about the Y Cup, the Youth D program. What's your experience with it?
Well, I really have been blessed to be a part of both programs, because being a part of CARIB DE, the youth program, mm-hmm. propelled me to be a part of the Y Cup program. Mm-hmm. Last year, I ended up being one of the scholarship winners, and that's why I'm here in Ireland this year. And it really is an exceptional program. It transcends cultural borders, mm-hmm. country borders, political borders, and it re-energizes us as youths. It mm-hmm. makes us more committed to advancing this movement, mm-hmm. and not just advancing it, but encouraging other youths to join.
Yeah.
So to ensure the longevity of the movement.
I have one thing leads to another. Excellent. Yes. Anything to add there?
It's good. I came through actually Y Cup first. I'm one of the scholarship winners from 2004. And somehow or the other, I'm gravitated to it. I keep, even though I passed the age, I still go to the Y Cup program because it's very, very beneficial. I think that's the think tank of the future of the credit union movement worldwide. And I wouldn't stop coming. It's really great. From the Y Cup program, I got involved in the DE. I did the Caribbean DE, the USD, and I'm also now an international credit union development educator. And I think the movement, the future of the movement, is in good hands. Our young people are rising up to the occasion. We are taking the necessary training and coaching. And I think you can relax and be sure that we will take it forward.
Thank you for that. I am relaxing already. Thank you. I mean, that brings me to my next question. I mean, you guys are young folks, and most young folks don't really do things like this. And you guys are really different in that aspect, in a good way. What attracted you to this, to do this type of stuff? This is really cool.
It's just the power of helping people, mm-hmm. the power of making a difference, mm-hmm. and being that instrument that you can change lives, impact mm-hmm. lives, and not just impact lives now, but to impact lives for the future.
Oh, yeah.
That's what credit union does, and that's what drew me to the movement. That's what draws a lot of young people to the movement. Yep. And so it's now our duty to ensure that the movement remains attractive mm-hmm. for other young persons, mm-hmm. and so other persons can realize the changing effect and the impacting effect of the credit union movement, so they'll be a part of it.
I like that a lot.
What I think also is that young people also encourage other young people. So when we come to the Y Cup program, we see other young people, 30, 34 years, they are managers, CEOs, and they share their expectation. It sort of encourages us, yes, we can do it too. And by getting involved and staying among our peers, I think that fortifies our ability to stand up and rise to the occasion. So,
speaking of that, what are your guys' goals with this? What do you want to do with it? I mean, we've talked to your other friends, they want world domination, they want to rule, and right on, excellent. What, you guys want the same thing?
Definitely, like our colleagues, we do want world domination, but most importantly, we do not want to overthrow the current administration.
Okay.
Instead, we want to penetrate it. We want to work in tandem with our more mature leaders mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. ensure that we, you know, retain our mature members and at the same time attract young members.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's not just about us coming and benefiting and, you know, excelling in the credit union movement.
Yeah.
We want to ensure that other line staff, other young credit union members, other young volunteers mm-hmm. get an opportunity mm-hmm. to be a part of this experience mm-hmm. also.
Very diplomatic. I like that. All right.
Excellent. It's about coming up now and giving of our talent, our time, because we realize the movement definitely needs the young people. And we have a lot of us who are very sharp in technology, IT, account, finance. And coming forward and getting the support of the elder people, I think is great. Great idea. And we are motivated to go forward and contribute, make our contribution towards the success of the credit union movement.
And speaking as a semi-old guy here, this has been an issue for a while, because I've been in the industry since the mid-90s, and it's always been like an older type industry. So having you guys here and doing this type of stuff is a really good message to other young folks to get involved and do things and help other people. So it's really, really cool. And that said, fun question, here it comes. What do you guys like most about Ireland?
I have just been overwhelmed with this weather. coming from somewhere where it's piping hot to the point where you cannot breathe, I am just really thrilled to be experiencing some cool weather finally.
It's a nice relief, yeah, I understand.
It's very good. What I like about Ireland is to get a real nice pint of Guinness. Excellent, yes.
Nothing better than a pint of Guinness and some nice cool weather. You heard it right here. Excellent. Thanks, guys.